Marcus Goodman's broadcast. I'm speaking to Greg Pitts. Hi, Greg. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you for the chance to speak.
Well, I am very happy to get the opportunity to speak with the NAPI Foundation. You're actually a director of School of Journalism, is this true, at Middle Tennessee University, and director of faculty and student programs, but there's a name before that, Murfreesboro. Did I get that running right?
Murfreesboro, Tennessee, outside of Metro Nashville.
Oh, okay. All right. Can you sing to me also?
You know, I could, but you might not enjoy the song. You know, I'm told that I'm better at carrying maybe a tune in a bucket or something. I don't know.
Well, without journalism and without media and without representation and without getting the shows of Nashville on television and on the radio and on all those kinds of media, they kind of like stay at home, right?
Right.
They don't go anywhere. NAPI, tell us what NAPI Foundation is.
Sure. So NAPI is the National Association of Television Program Executives. The organization created an educational foundation more than 40 years ago. And NAPI itself is an organization that connects content creators and content buyers and distributors. So along the way, NAPI realized that it just needed to invest in the next generation of professionals. So that means students who are up and coming and want to pursue careers, but it's also meant trying to make educators more effective in the classroom as they train and educate that next generation of students who will then pursue entry-level industry jobs and advance their careers. So NAPI's investment, while some organizations give scholarships to students, NAPI's investment has always been an investment in faculty and personnel. You take a faculty member, and believe me, I'm one of those. I actually completed a NAPI faculty development grant and spent time at a television station, and then along the way had a chance to volunteer and work with NAPI. And 25 plus years later, I still work with the NAPI Educational Foundation. So it makes me more aware of what industry wants my students to do in terms of their performance. It helps me be able to pitch to my students as to how to get jobs. And the goal of the foundation has been to help connect faculty members with people in industry who then become teachers and mentors and colleagues to the faculty members, so that they return to their schools and their campuses and can interact more effectively with their students. Gosh, that was a long-winded answer, but the goal is, you know, connecting the professors with the professionals so that they're better off as classroom instructors.
You know, you just described my master's degree program at Fairfield University in communications. And if I didn't go to that communications school, I never would have really learned the fact that actually people believe what they watch. They actually believe what they read. So in my mind, that wisdom that I was taught by those wise professors brought me into CBS and then Channel 13 and PBS, but with the mindset that, you know, I'm into the what's the good news broadcast, positive, life-affirming content. But media is very, very powerful, and if we don't have the right teachers teaching the power of the message, the medium of the message, it's not healthy. I'm going to use that word. What you're talking about is fantastic. You have probably changed the lives, I would say, of many.
Well, we hope so. In addition to having the professors attend NAPI as a faculty fellow, some of them will also complete a summer placement or internship at a media firm, like maybe it's just a local TV station. But some of them have never worked full-time in the industry, or it's been a number of years since they were spending a lot of active time at a station or production facility, so they can get back in for 2, 3, 4 weeks or more and actually get some hands-on observation time. The other thing that we do is we've sponsored an internship program at the NAPI conference. The students get a first-hand look at the conference, and they assist with, you know, some programming duties, but then they've got a free pass, free admission to attend sessions and see things and see a side of the TV business and think about jobs and careers that they just really wouldn't think about from their ordinary classroom perspective. Or even if they, you know, did aspire to be a star through social media, YouTube or something, they really don't understand what it takes to get there. And so by attending NAPP and some of the sessions, they can go back and think about how to develop their career in the next possible path.
I think the wonderful, this is because I was a lucky guy and got a job at CBS and back in 72. I attended many an NAPP in my life, and okay. I would look forward immensely to that because they were show business. I have a picture of me with the with the Hulk Hogan. I have a picture with me with other superstars. I mean, television and media and outreach. It's really it's a fun thing, right?
Right, absolutely. It's still a fun business, though. You know, we've seen at NAPP, we've seen really a change away from some of the show business type stuff, publicity, promotional stuff that you're referencing from the days of old, to really more of a business conference these days, though increasingly circling back to the intersection with network and local television and station groups, but then also streaming platforms, YouTube and Google, but then international services as well. The whole idea that it is a true international media marketplace these days. And again, my role is strictly with the Ed Foundation, where we're looking to be a conduit to connect faculty to the program and the conference and the events so that they can observe, ask good questions, and then go back more informed for the classroom.
Well, we initially got going here in the conversation because NAPP organization itself is having a content and say streaming content event on July 30th out there in Los Angeles with some of the leaders, the Netflix and the YouTubes and the CBS Access, even networks going into streaming world themselves. It's a changing broadcast concept, wouldn't you say? We need education in this regard.
It certainly is. We have so many other outlets these days. We think about how the television, the media consumption business has changed from a time when a company could own no more than 7 TV stations to, you know, where now it's not just over-the-air television or cable television, but it is streaming service and it is consumption through a variety of different screens, sizes, types, shapes. And so you've got any number of people always looking to be innovators. And NAPP Streaming is one more example that as an organization, NAPP is, you know, just looking to respond to industry changes and needs.
Fantastic. Greg, thank you. I appreciate you taking this time to speak with us. There is this upcoming event, so we wanted to have our audience be aware of it. We've covered a lot of the, I'll say, business-to-business media outreach, so our audience, a lot of people in the business are aware of the latest and most important kinds of things going on. Let me ask you one last question, because we're very involved, actually, with and I think this is important for media, extremely important, I believe. We're involved with Peace, the International Day of Peace. And we're actually just finishing a movie, which we expect to be a TV series called Woodstock Forever, Peace, Love, and Hope. And there's thousands of people. What is peace for them? If you wouldn't mind, Greg, what is peace for you?
What is peace for me?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, you know, you would say it's a lack of turmoil. It's some sense of harmony. It's some sense of people respecting one another. It is even the idea that people are are fed and they have opportunities, and that you're not, you know, we're not thinking about strictly our own self-interest, but there's a, I think, a harmonious look at the world and a willingness to help and support others.
Oh, beautifully stated. Greg, I think there's a lot of lucky students which you are teaching and will continue to teach out there. So I appreciate that. And I think people like you make the industry a good place to be.
Well, thank you for the time to speak, and I wish you the best in your continued projects.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you, Greg.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.